Hello, and welcome to the first episode of the Ottawa Blackjacks Road to the Ship. We're going to kind of just dive right into it. So for those who don't really know, the Ottawa Blackjacks are the professional basketball team here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. They currently play in the CEBL, and they actually had their first game this past week. Before we dive into that, though, we're going to kind of go over their roster. They had a brand new constructed roster this coming season. This will be their third official season under the CEBL. And their last two performances in the CBL in terms of a season was they made the conference finals and they were a shot away from going to the finals against the defending champions, the Edmonton Stingers, both years. So really cool to see that Ottawa has a professional basketball team. It's cool to see that they have a lot of success as well, being from the nation's capital and how big of a basketball presence has become in this city. So to start, I want to just talk about they brought Corey Johnson in. He's a player from Ottawa, actually. He played out in the West End, and as well, he played for Ottawa Next Level, a development team here in Ottawa for a very long time before going to Harvard. Unfortunately, he did not see any game time this past week, but that's okay. I think he'll get into that rotation eventually because of how great of a shooter he is. The big player I really want to talk about, though, is Deng Adel. And Deng Adel was a former NBA player. He played 19 games with the Cleveland Cavaliers, spent some time on the Toronto Raptors before being sent down to the Toronto 905 team, which is their G League team, more of like their farm team if you're coming from hockey or something. He is obviously the guy that they're going to look to help them carry them down the stretch and be that elite scorer within the league. And I mean, game one, he showed us. He scored 37 points on 87% field goal percentage, which is absolutely insane. If you know anything about basketball, shooting 87% from the field over a whole game is outstanding. But also diving into it, they have Shamil Stevenson, who is a former Toronto player. Actually first met Shamil at a Team Ontario tryout way back when, so that was pretty cool to see him grow and become a professional player here in Ottawa now. As well, they have Maxim Borsko. He's also an Ottawa player. He grew up playing at Immaculata High School. Then he went on to play at the Ottawa University of Ottawa, the GGs, where he had an outstanding season last year. Although the GGs did not make it to the finals or even the national tournament, he had an outstanding season there, and now he's signed a deal with the Blackjacks. He's going to be a huge asset on the defense as well as rebounding. He's very aggressive on the offensive boards and defensive boards, and then also he's the type of guy that can switch everything. He can guard the 1 through 5. In my personal opinion, he's a big frame, great guy. Another player that the Blackjacks picked up this offseason was Walt Lemon Jr. He also played in the NBA for a stint in 2018. He played for the Bulls for 6 games, and then he moved to the Boston Celtics and played 4 games there, which is pretty cool to see that the Ottawa team has a few former NBA guys coming over to play here in our city. Now on to the game. The Blackjacks fell to the Fraser Valley Bandits in their home opener. Like I said, Deng Adel scored 37 points, 87% shooting, played really well. Walt Lemon was the second leading scorer with 12 points, but he did not have a good game from the field. And that being said, they ended up losing by 3 points. If you don't know, the CEBL, they play at a target score cap, so they take up the first two quarters, so the first half from both teams, add the score, and that's the target score for the end of the game. So it's not really a full fourth quarter per se. It makes the game a little more intense in the fourth when it's a really close one, because in this game, for instance, it came down to, it was 87-87. Fraser Valley won on a buzzer beater three and ended up winning the game. The big points from the Blackjacks, in my opinion, watching that game and kind of looking back at the box score now, is that they turned the ball over nearly 20 times, which is quite a lot in basketball. You know, when you play fast-paced basketball, that tends to happen. Although Fraser Valley, you know, they're more of a half-court set team, but they only turned the ball over 11 times. So they had 9 more possessions than the Blackjacks did. And, you know, that obviously goes to show that taking care of the ball is very important. The Blackjacks led the way at one point by 12, and ended up coughing up the lead into the second half. And inevitably, in the fourth quarter, they didn't play too well, considering they had the lead for majority of the quarter. Fraser Valley was shooting the lights out. I thought they shot very well. They shot 40%. They take a lot of threes, and they move the ball really well. I think Fraser Valley, you know, they're kind of coming back with a very similar roster from last year, where the Blackjacks, they have a lot of new faces. So there's a lot of things that the Blackjacks have to do coming into this season in terms of getting ready for the playoffs at the end of summer. They have to make sure they're all on the same page. They really get their rotations down defensively, figure out who's going to lead the way on offense. And obviously, Chad Potthamus, only player that's really returning this season, he needs to step up and be that captain as they assigned him that leading role. Now, the last point I kind of want to make in this episode is, how far can the Blackjacks go? Considering the last two seasons, they played with a lot of Canadian-only players. I think the Blackjacks can go right to the championship this year. I think this is the year that they can go up and even really hoist that trophy at the end of the season, because, like I said, they have quite a bit of NBA experience with Deng and Walt Lemon as well. They just have a lot of guys that played overseas. They've lived the pro life. They know what it takes in order to be successful at the pro scene. So I think the mix of experience and the skill set, as well as the size they have, I think they have a lot of potential in terms of going the distance this year. That being said, obviously they have a lot of work to do. Dropping the first game, they have a game upcoming on Thursday against the Scarborough Shooting Stars. I think that's also going to be a game that I'm going to go check out for sure. I'm super excited for that one. I think there's a lot of things that the Blackjacks do really well, but I think the key ingredient for this season is going to be them ensuring that they have the chemistry going into at least latter half of the season or going into the playoffs even. Because if they have that chemistry down, I don't think anyone's going to beat them, especially because Deng Adel just seems like he's playing at a different level the majority of people in this league. And I think that's just due to his experience playing with the NBA, the G League, and all that. I think he's going to come out. I think he's going to play very aggressive. He puts the ball on the floor quite a bit, and his jump shot's silky smooth. So I think the longer this season goes, so deeper in the season, the Blackjacks are only going to get better and better. And right now, Fraser Valley is leading the division at 2-0. They've won both their games. Blackjacks, they've only played one game. Drop that, obviously. But I think they're going to be able to come in, beat the Shooting Stars pretty convincingly, and then from there, that's going to kind of get the ball rolling after they get that first win and just kind of keep it going and going and going. So for the Ottawa Blackjacks, the first episode of Road to the Ship, that is really all. Thank you for listening.